This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. The Garden Isle is pace-setting during this health crisis. This morning, we caught up with Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami at the Emergency Operations Center to talk about how the nightly curfew has been working and how everybody's coping.
The curfew has been fantastic for our first responders and for our healthcare workers. And that was the original intent, is how can we lighten the load of intake going into our emergency rooms and our hospitals? Because with this coronavirus, every time one of our first responders has to respond, you know, they're burning through PPE that we just don't have. And so it seems to be working out fantastic. We have, you know, Cody Bonilla from AMR, he's engaged in our EOC every single day. And he said they've been responding to less calls. Wilcox Hospital, Jen Chahanovich, has said that emergency room visits at one point went down 40%. And so, and you know, Kauai, I mean, we're known as the island that has nothing to do after 8 o'clock anyway. So it's kind of built into the island. And so we just, you know, we know what countries have and haven't done, and we're trying to apply best practices.
It is a little scary as we look at the headlines around the world, and very sad when we see our first responders succumbing to this virus when they're out there trying to help save lives.
Yeah, you know, and that's where I think when I say in my message that it's going to require a tremendous amount of self-discipline, self-governance, and integrity from all of our community members, because government just cannot be babysitters. And unbeknownst to many, you may be putting your own loved ones in harm's way if you cannot have self-discipline. And in this case, you know, discipline equals freedom. The more we can be disciplined to get through this together, the faster we'll be able to get out there and start working on getting people back to work, getting the economy recovered, and so on and so forth.
We did talk to a number of the county prosecutors about the situation in the prisons. And, you know, there was a discussion that we had about screening.
Yeah, you know, we just have to do better screening in general. You know, the capacity for Hawaii at the state lab was 250, maxed out 500 a week. I don't know if that number has changed. You know, I'm no medical expert. And so in this type of crisis, it's imperative that leaders can put their faith in the experts in the subject matter. And so I rely a lot on Dr. Janet Berriman from the Kauai District Health Office and Lauren Guest and their entire team that works behind the scenes. And, you know, we're dealing globally with a situation where we're finding out where the gaps are. And in my opinion, you know, we should be ready with more robust testing, because if this is the new norm, then we got to learn from this experience. Now, as far as the overcrowding of the prison systems, you know, we're already challenged as it is with our police department being understaffed. National Guard, of course, coming in is a huge, huge support, and I'm so grateful. And the beautiful thing about our National Guard is it's our local native sons and daughters from Kauai to a large part. So they're going to be familiar faces. They know the local landscape, and they love this island. Now, I'm not sure if the idea of releasing low-risk, nonviolent offenders is best practices now when the island is on edge and we're already going to forecast seeing an increase in crime, domestic violence. I know that General Hara has been working hard with his team to see if there's alternatives, and we have to think outside of the box and get creative with this situation. But if there are, say, for example, vacant dormitories because colleges have been shut down, it may be a better option to house the very low-risk, nonviolent offenders in a facility such as that, instead of just, you know, further exacerbating an already complex situation. And, you know, the bottom line is I'm not judging. You know, I'm in no position to judge. You know, only God can judge. But here's the fact. They're in prison because they broke rules. And they owe a debt to society, and they're paying that debt off. But they somehow broke some rules, some more severe than others. But here I am as mayor trying to get people to comply with rules, and that in and of itself is a challenge. And so I think all mayors are on pins and needles with the idea that this could be coming down and further challenging our operation at home.
I know you're there at the Emergency Operations Center, and my heart goes out to you folks because you've had to deal with flooded conditions, you know, in the midst of this COVID crisis.
You know, Catherine, first and foremost, our team here on COI is battle-tested and they're battle-ready. I mean, the morale in that EOC is very good, and that's because we have people in there that every day they know it's challenging, but they bring good energy as soon as they walk in through that door. And I think first and foremost, everybody in there that's working is willing to sacrifice, work day in and day out until we're out of this, myself included, because we're blessed that we actually have a job right now. There's so many people that cannot work, that have been laid off. Every single day we remind ourselves how blessed we are that we still have jobs, that we have a job to do, that right now when situations like this occur, people look to government workers to step up and understand that each and every one of us is blessed. And when there's a time of crisis, this is when government workers need to step up, and they have to understand that whatever your job is, you are there to provide a beacon of hope, to display courage. We got to chin up, get out there, take the necessary precautions, and work hard.
So as far as the logistics of, you know, the social distancing, and when you've got an emergency situation because of a natural disaster, and then you open up an emergency shelter, how are you working that through?
That's a complex situation. We ran into very challenging times when we had the first rain event that flooded out Hanalei again, because there were a number of non-residents and residents that were trapped in the Hanalei area. You know, we had to open up a shelter at Hanalei School, and social distancing provided a extreme challenge for us to comply with. We learned very quickly that the next rain event, we made it clear for people to get out of the area. Do not lollygag, because you're going to be trapped on this side and it's not going to be a fun experience. And so people cleared out. This one that happened more recently, I did not get the same reports that we did during the first flood event as far as social distancing being an extreme challenge as it was. But I'm going to go back and recap with the folks that were working the shelter to see if it was still a challenge. But now when we're saying everybody should wear a face mask, everybody should be wearing a face mask when they're interacting with other people. That should help increase social distancing in some of those challenging times as well.
And then how are you managing your stress? I hear to Coconut Wireless that you're working on your dance skills with TikTok.
You know, Catherine, you never know how you're going to respond to a situation like this until you're actually in it. I think every mayor, in the back of their mind, they think, okay, what kind of disaster is going to, am I going to inherit? And I have to tell you, I don't think that this emotion that I'm feeling is stress at all. I found that I actually operate better under adversarial conditions. Things sort of slow down for me. I think a little clearer. I would say this is more something that I think God had blessed me with to be a part of. And I really think that this is the sort of calling that I was built for. I think the hardest part for me to really grasp is the tremendous amount of hardship that this pandemic is causing. And every time we put a protective barrier to protect our island, it's causing pain in other places. That I think is the most challenging thing for me to grapple with, is just the amount of people that can't even get through the unemployment system, that haven't had their checks sent out. And there's a lot of things that are within my control and some things that are a little more challenging. But the state's got to figure out a solution. They need to think outside of the box and get that issue resolved immediately.
Well, I think folks do appreciate that you have tried to lighten things up when they need.
That's more for my wife and daughter's entertainment. That's, I think, what they do to lighten their mood up, because I get stressed out. if you want to talk about stressful situations, try and have a 16-year-old daughter teach you how to do a 15-second dance routine, and you just can't get it. And she starts turning into daddy and telling daddy, hey, I need you to focus, right? We're going to break this up into pieces that you can, but put your phone down and, focus. You can do this. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are they putting me through?
Thank you for what you do there, Mayor, and let's just keep in touch.
Thank you so much, Catherine, and to everybody out there. We love you. I know that this is challenging times, but we're all right alongside of you. We're all going to emerge from this stronger. We're going to learn from this. Have faith. Have faith, and we will do this.
That was Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami talking to us this morning from the Emergency Operations Center there on the Garden Isle.